Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whoever is the one who's doing the dreaming, whoever is the one who's saying, this is what I want to go after, I'm so excited for us, you're my why, I'm doing it for you, so I need your support, it means the world to me. So now I have to also, are there any concerns, right? So that's an important question to ask because it's not allowing that person to express what may seep out later on if you don't give them a chance to say it up front.
Well, my concerns, well, I mean, just in our personal situation.
That's great. Say, is something you want to share?
No, not now.
Okay, okay.
No, I mean, when we were beginning our entrepreneurial business, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. My concerns when you came to me was, well, that sounds great, but we have bills.
Yeah.
So how are we paying these bills? So,
yeah.
But I had to express that to you in a way that you would receive it and not be negative.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I say, well, I don't know what we're going to do with all these bills. Like, hey, so let me understand. So what's the plan in the meantime for the bills that we have right now?
Yeah, that was
good. For the places we need to be right now.
That was good. And that's why the people don't know the whole story of anybody, right? It's so easy to judge.
Absolutely.
And this is why, like, people didn't know, like, your decision was, hey, I'll work a couple of jobs. If this means that we can reach this goal, you're saying we're going to be able to live like this. We're going to be able to have this. We're going to be able to do this with our kids and mm-hmm. for others. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, listen, I'll work double if I need to.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience. I am Tracy Self, and this is where you say good things to yourself about yourself, and it will determine what you have for yourself. I'm Tracy. This is Darnell.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience podcast.
Yeah, and I hope that you're watching and not listening, because if you're listening, you're missing my new hair. I have new hair too. So you have to tune in both. You have to listen to it and watch it so you can see my face.
Yeah, listen, we travel often, as those who follow us already know. And today we're in Louisville, Kentucky.
You said it right. It's not Louisville. It's not Louisville. It's Louisville.
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 That's where we are today, home of the Kentucky Derby. We're
Possibility
excited.
Possibility City.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali Museum. If you've not been here, you should come. It's a beautiful city.
Yes.
With lots of things to do. So we have our big team event that we do every year here this week. And, you know, we were thinking about today's episode because we're often asked, you know, how was it? Well, you get this question. How was it supporting Darnell in the beginning of his business when results weren't there?
I get that question a lot.
Yeah.
I get that question a lot.
Like, yeah. So we wanted to cover that today because many of you guys have dreams. And even if you don't have a significant other or a spouse, you may be thinking, man, how do I get my kids to support me? How do I get my parents to support me? How do I get my best friend to support me?
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
You know, so we want to make sure we talk about that so that you can be saying the right things to yourself, so that when you're saying the right things to yourself, it also comes out so we're saying better things to other people as well. So remember, this is a self-talk experience, as my wife said, and we do our best to help others, our audience, to say better things to themselves about themselves so that we can attract better things for ourselves.
And just so you all know, it's an ongoing work in progress, right? Because we do this to each other all the time. I was feeling a way about something this morning, and my husband had to remind me of my self-talk. And I'm the co-host of the Self-Talk Experience. So it's okay if you have a bad day or you're going through it. It's okay, because I as well. He's Mr. Perfect, but
no. And by the way, it's how we communicate the feedback that I think we have to all get better with. Yeah. So it's like, hey, babe, do you think you could have better self-talk saying that? Let's like, what if you said that differently?
And sometimes I say, no, exactly how I want to say it.
That is true. Sometimes you're like, I don't want to have positive self-talk.
Give me a second.
So let's talk about supporting dreams today. I think this is huge because honestly, guys, listen, I don't know if I'd be where I am today without the support that I was blessed to have building my business, because especially when you don't see results, it's so easy to beat up on yourself. It's so easy to get depressed and frustrated and discouraged. And, you know, if you don't have the right people around you, say, no, lift that chin up.
Right. And you, I will say, babe, we're in a unique position because you had support from several different avenues of people in your life.
Yeah.
You didn't just have support from me or just from the children or just from your friend. You had certain people in every arena in your life that supported you.
Very true.
That is not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy to attain.
No, I'm blessed. I had a lot of favor and I'm grateful. It makes me feel honored, quite frankly, to be in a position where I was able to garner that support. So let's talk about this. I think the first thing I'll say about gaining support as you're pursuing your goals and dreams in life is to communicate openly about what those dreams are to the people who you like to have support from. Oftentimes I hear folks say, well, I mean, they don't support me. And it's like, well, do they know what it is that you need support in? Well, no, I'm not trying to tell them because, you know, I'm quiet with my goals. I'm quiet with my dreams. I'm quiet. I'm like, well, you could be quiet to maybe some people, but to the people you want support from, it's not a good idea to be quiet about that, because you can't. One of the best pieces of advice that I got about marriage was from your mom when I said I'm going to propose to Tracy. And she was like, oh, Lord. Oh, my gosh. She was so excited. But here's what she said. She says, my daughter's not a mind reader, and she'll never be one.
Mm-hmm.
So don't expect her to know what you don't tell her you want. And that could change. And that served us well. Because
that was some of the best advice ever.
Yeah.
By the way, shout out to my mom. Today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Mom, because I know you watch every episode. Happy 76th birthday. But yes, yeah, so in saying that, it's so important to be not only to share, but to be specific. Because sometimes we'll say things and it's so vague and so many factors come into it.
Mm-hmm.
But even for us, you really set the expectation so much so and so detailed. If you say, hey, do you want to go grab some lunch? And I say, yes. You say, hey, just so you know, we're going to go to lunch, but I may have to answer the phone because I'm expecting this call or someone's going to call me. So then I have to decide, do I still want to go to lunch?
Right.
Because sometimes I'll say, sure, I'll go with you, babe. It's okay. You can get on the phone. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'll say, babe, you know what? Go ahead and work. I'm fine. I don't need to go to lunch if you have stuff to do. But my point is, you let me know to set the expectation.
Yeah.
So if I'm up in the middle of talking to you and we're eating, you say, I got to grab this. I'm not like, well, you asked me to go to lunch. I'm like, oh, well, I got you, because you told me.
Manage expectations,
but you have to be so specific.
Yeah, communication is key. Yep.
With that, right?
Yep. And not only communicating effectively and openly to those who you want to support you, like, hey, look, this is going to require X amount of time. It's going to require this kind of time frame, like 6 months, 1 year. So that way, in 3 months, they can't say, well, I don't understand. You know, I thought we're just in the seed sowing process. You know, it's supposed to be a year.
Right.
Have things changed? Can I not get your support over the next 12 months? Because it's only been 3 months. So at least that way you've said it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be patient with those who support you.
That's absolutely right. You always say, I'm going on a 90-day run, and this is what you can expect or what my goal is in 90 days.
Right.
So I can track it.
Right.
Yeah. So I can understand. So if we're 4 weeks in, I can't complain because you told me to allow you this amount of time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't see progress along the way. Sometimes stuff happens right like at the end.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't say, well, I don't see you doing anything. Well, no. You told me I had this much time, so let me figure it out in the window.
Yeah. And yes, absolutely.
You want encouragement, but you don't want discouragement. Like, see?
That's what I was going to say. On the encouragement side, it's like hey, I know we're 10 days in. How's it going? Mm-hmm. What does it look like? You know, what is anything I can do to help support? Because I know you said that it'd mean the world to you if I supported you in this. And tell me what my support looks like. Like, how does that? Because I used to come home from a sales appointment and, you know, it was a no-show. No one showed up. Mm-hmm. I was already discouraged, right? I'm like, because I really needed it at the time. I was almost at a place of desperation, unfortunately, financially. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, really frustrated. Like, what am I going to do? Is this really going to work for me?
Right.
And so if I came home or when I came home and you would say, you know, they didn't show up. And I was like, no, you're like, ugh. But then I was able to communicate, hey, when things don't go my way, can I ask of you a huge favor? Would you be willing to say this when this happens? And you're like, I can do that. I was mm-hmm. like, oh, thank you. Because otherwise, I feel worse that I disappointed me, then even more worse that I disappointed you. Sorry, worse that, like, man, I just told myself this was going to happen today. That didn't happen. Now to feel like I disappointed you.
Yeah.
So instead, I said, hey, if you don't mind, I would love for you to say this. Like, that's okay. That's today. Tomorrow's a new day. You know, set some more appointments. Like, do you have any other appointments set for tomorrow? Let's make up for that. Let's do double the amount of appointments. So I told you that's what I wanted to hear. So then that's what you started to say. Right. But as your mom said, you're not a mind reader.
Right.
So I couldn't expect certain things from you that I didn't clearly communicate. And that's why it really helped me out when you were able to say what it was I needed to hear to keep me going.
Right. But also, you can't read my mind. And so you don't know where that reaction is coming from. Because my reaction, even it came across to you as negative, to me, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I feel so horrible for him because he really wanted this, right?
Yeah.
But that's not what's coming out. What's coming out to you is like, oh my gosh, nobody showed up.
Right.
But
exactly right.
You can't read my mind because my heart is for you.
I
know that you're doing your best and out there for us and the kids. What I mean to say is it goes both ways.
Yeah, true.
You can't read each other's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a business partner or your children or your spouse, we can talk about this communication thing for 10 episodes because it spills over into so many facets of your life. And relationships.
Yeah, and maybe you should even write down a note so that we can, you know, maybe create a whole nother episode about where I know you want to, where you want to go right there. But we'll stay focused on keeping support as you're pursuing your dream.
Yes.
Because not just getting support, keeping support. Anybody can say, I support you. And then 1 month later, 1 week later, you know, it's like, I know I said that, but I didn't realize that it was going to entail X, Y, Z, which is also important when you're looking for support from family, friends, spouse, to also listen to their concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
So that way you can say, hey, listen, well, okay, so here's my concern. Right. And I have to be open to that and not take that as you trying to squash my dreams or be a dream stealer.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Because it could easily come across that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Absolutely. Or I receive it that way. So whoever is the one who's doing the dreaming, whoever is the one who's saying, this is what I want to go after. I'm so excited for us. You're my why. I'm doing it for you. So I need your support. It means the world to me. So now I have to also, are there any concerns, right? So that's an important question to ask because it's not allowing that person to express what may seep out later on if you don't give them a chance to say it up front.
Well, my concerns, well, I mean, just in our personal situation.
That's great. Say, is something you want to share?
No, not now.
Okay, okay.
No, I mean, when we were beginning our entrepreneurial business, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. My concerns when you came to me was, well, that sounds great, but we have bills.
Yeah.
So how are we paying these bills? So,
yeah.
But I had to express that to you in a way that you would receive it and not be negative.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I say, well, I don't know what we're going to do with all these bills. Like, hey, so let me understand. So what's the plan in the meantime for the bills that we have right now?
Yeah, that was
good. For the places we need to be right now.
That was good. And that's why the people don't know the whole story of anybody, right? It's so easy to judge.
Absolutely.
And this is why, like, people didn't know, like, your decision was, hey, I'll work a couple of jobs. If this means that we can reach this goal, where you're saying we're going to be able to live like this, we're going to be able to have this, we're going to be able to do this with our kids and for others. Mm-hmm. You're like, hey, listen, I'll work double if I need to. And so it's easy for people to look at your life now. Like, man, she hasn't worked a job. She's in her 20s and all the stuff they could look at as pompous or arrogant, not realizing that the seeds that you sowed allowed us to be where we are today. Because they could say, oh, that's Darnell. Darnell's building the business. Darnell's, you know, out there with the appointments and on stage. But they don't realize that this harvest that we're reaping today was based on seed that you sown in support and actual action that allowed me to be able to focus on the dream.
Aww,
hey.
So sweet.
Okay.
Now I can be passenger princess.
You definitely are. Since we've moved to Houston, did I tell you guys?
You did. You already told everybody. You already
said it. Well, I'm saying it again for those who missed the last episode. She has not driven one time. We moved in February, guys. If you're watching this, like when we launch this every Thursday, this is July 2025. And she has not driven one time since February.
And also in the comments for people who are watching, just give me some hearts and thumbs up if you agree. Just put hashtag passenger princess.
Okay. Okay. I mean, I love it. I'm here for it. I don't mind
and just, giving you a ride. And just so you don't have to
get your lashes done, nails done.
Just so you don't have to read my mind. I like to be passenger princess.
You've always wanted to be
communication
passenger.
Is key, guys.
Okay. Next thing, we're almost done here, guys. But the next thing in getting support, we're talking about getting support from the people who you love most and who love you most. And sometimes it can come across as if they don't love you if this isn't done properly. The next step is for the person who's going for the dream, the person who's like, look, I need your support, but I'm going to work towards it. You have to show some commitment towards what it is you want support in. Uh-huh. So that commitment, right, for me to say, I need to support my weight loss. And then you see me eating all type of snacks. It's hard to support that. You're like, listen, I'm trying to encourage you, but you're just doing whatever you want to do. Like, you haven't been going for the walks, like you said you're going to walk every day, or you haven't been getting on a treadmill, whatever it is. So the person going for the dream has to show some commitment in what it is they want support in. Otherwise, my gosh, it takes 10 years, 15 years, 20 years on something that could have taken 1 year. And it's hard to get that support 20 years later when the person, you're like, dude, I've been trying to support you for 18 years and you still have not done what you said you would do. At least through commitment. I'm not talking about results. Results vary. I get that.
Right.
But I'm talking about, because, you know, sometimes everybody's journey is different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so for some people, it may take 20 years. Somebody else, 1 year, depending on what the goal is. I don't know what your goal is and what your dream is. So I'm not trying to put a timeline on your goals. What I'm attempting to say here is that you have to show some commitment that I'm willing to do something different than what I've done before I communicated this goal to you. Otherwise, what I'm saying is that I want support for something that I'm not willing to commit to myself.
That's good, babe. And also for the person who is going to support that, you have to show support. Yeah. Just like you have to show that you're putting forth effort. If I'm saying I'm supporting you, and let's just take weight loss as an example, I'm not going to come in front of you with a big bag of candy and chips. That's not nice. Right? It's like, I'm telling you I'm trying to do this, but yet you're doing this. That's not supportive.
Right, right.
Right?
Hey, when you were first becoming a pescatarian, did it bother you that I was having like a hamburger off the grill?
No. It didn't bother me at all.
So what I'm saying is, so communication, I don't remember this, but maybe I said, hey, is it okay if I ate this burger in front of you? Is this tempting?
You may have, but also, again, it's a communication.
Yeah.
I can't be upset if I didn't tell you.
Right.
While I'm starting out, can you maybe not eat that in front of me? Or if we go out, can you order what I'm ordering too?
Yeah.
Right? So it is like a tug. It goes back and forth.
Yeah.
Right? Because I need this from you, but you need this from me. But I need this from you, but you. I need. It
yeah, kind of. That's good.
Right?
That's good. No, that's good. That's great.
Yeah. That was a good question, though.
Yeah, I was just curious. I really didn't remember.
Well, you eat it now. I'll tell you that.
All right, two more things. Stop it. You know what?
Okay.
Well, that's because you've been a pescatarian so long, it's just a habit, right? You don't think about it. You don't even want to eat the meat. You're like...
I mean, bacon kind of smells good sometimes.
Okay.
But I don't eat it. But anyway, you have at it.
Is there anything else you want to say? I mean, seriously.
No. All right, two more things. Enjoy your food, babe.
Can y'all help me, please? Two more things. One is going to be, so you can think about this,
okay.
Involve those who you want to support you most. So involve them in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And two, celebrate small wins. So let's talk about those two before we end.
Okay. So like if I say I'm going to be in a marathon, I can say as the person supports me, hey, would you like to do this marathon with me?
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be the full marathon, but hey, as I start, you know, mm-hmm. do you want to, you know, go on the initial 1 mile with me?
Or I can say, well, no, I don't really feel like I want to do that, or I'm not in shape to do that, but I can stand on the sideline with a sign.
Right. Or ride a bike while you run.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? So this was
or
way
I can stand on the sideline with a sign. Okay. Go ahead.
Or you made the dream boards, the vision boards with the kids.
Yes, we did.
So as I talked about my dream, you helped them to start dreaming about, it's like when dad does this, when he goes to meetings, when he leaves the house, it's because he's going to help you to accomplish this goal, to be able to go to Disney, mm-hmm. to be able to all the stuff they had on their boards.
Well, and the best reward is when you do that, and a decade later, your children and the ones that supported you have shown you what they've done from the board.
Yeah.
All of our children have accomplished and experienced so many things that were on their boards.
I love that.
Oh gosh, I just encourage people to do that, especially when their family's young.
Yeah.
You can do it at any time, don't get me wrong, but it's just so rewarding when you can see the growth and the fruits of your labor. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
It kind of made me emotional. I just, I'm just thankful.
Yeah.
Because it didn't have to be this way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And they didn't have to support me the way they did. My kids have always been so encouraging. They've always been like, go, Dad, go, Dad, go. They never said, I can't believe Dad's not coming. I can't believe. And maybe they did, but you've always helped them to see why it was a good thing. Not, I can't believe that you didn't co-sign with them.
No. And also, if we're talking about our amazing family, everyone has always been so supportive, and it's in them now. It's not on them, it's in them, is what I always tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Even when we made our big move to another state,
mm-hmm.
they didn't do that either. They just said, I can't believe y'all. They were so excited for us and so happy for our next phase in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But it's because we instill that in them to be happy and supportive no matter what when they were young.
Yeah.
Right?
And it helped because we celebrated small wins.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right, that last piece there. Celebrate small wins, guys. I'm not saying wait till you be able to take a trip to Dubai or to Europe,
mm-hmm.
but you can celebrate in smaller ways. It could be, all right, guys, we're going to dinner tonight because I was able to hit this mark.
Yep.
Right? So it could be, and the dinner is not a normal dinner. It's a celebratory dinner. It's like, all right, guys, you know, here's a toast to, right, non-alcoholic for the folks who don't drink. Doesn't matter. It's just we're celebrating.
Celebrating,
And so we're celebrating these small wins by doing little things that help you to see that, hey, we're one step closer. We're not there. No. We haven't accomplished the dream.
On the way, though.
But we're on, right, progression mm-hmm. is key. Otherwise, you feel like, is it worth it? You know what I mean? We never get to do anything. Yeah, but so you got to do something along the way, right? I'm not saying spend all your profits. What I'm saying is reinvest in celebration.
And also, say, as a sidebar to that, celebration doesn't have to have money attached to it. Because if you have been gone a lot and not been there, just carving out time.
Yeah.
It's special. It doesn't have to have anything to do with going anywhere. It could be movie night.
Game night, movie night.
Home.
Yeah, it's a celebration.
It's a celebration. Yeah. And I'm putting my phone away. I'm putting the laptop down. And this is about you.
Yeah.
Right now.
And to say that, right? To communicate. Like, tonight's movie night is based on celebration. Cook the popcorn,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and thank you. This is a thank you. This is my time.
Yeah.
That means a lot. Well, because, you know, my love language is quality time.
Yeah.
So that means the world to me.
Yeah.
And that means a lot when someone hasn't been there.
Yeah. That's good. All right, guys. Hopefully this has helped you out so that you can say better things to yourself, about the dreams that you're having, and about the people you'd like to support you. Mm-hmm. Instead of thinking the worst about them or it, you can think better things about, like, maybe I just haven't communicated as effectively as I should have.
Right.
So I wanted to apologize because I took it as you being negative, and I realized I have to take accountability at not being a better communicator so that I can garner that support. And so I want to say thank you for your patience and thank you for allowing me to come back and to ask again for support and to be able to communicate these things that you heard from the Self-Talk podcast. That's right. The self-talk experience should be helping you out to say better things to yourself about yourself. Because remember, the things you say to yourself about yourself eventually determines what and even who you have for yourself.
Absolutely.
All right, guys. No and today?
You didn't give me a chance.
Oh, okay.
Maybe not. I won't do it. Okay. And saying you're supportive and being supportive are two different things.
True. See you guys. God bless. Have a good one. See you next Thursday.
And thanks for your support.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.